Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Oh, my word. Second science caught up with first science, but a little bit too late. We recently found out that codfish actually have regional languages. They have pretty basic language, but they have language. Right?
Fish.
So codfish communicate through language, a series of movements, vibrations. They communicate to each other. Why do you think they move as a school? Because they're always learning. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so codfish, it turns out they do have a very basic language. They're able, but they have accents as well. And due to climate change, codfish are trying to find warmer waters or cooler waters, and they're finding themselves mixing with codfish from different areas.
Ooh.
So what would be normally warmer water codfish are now mixing with colder water codfish, but they haven't learned each other's accents or dialect, and they're miscommunicating, and breeding has gone down.
Okay, until you say the breeding thing.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing, just it's the same fish, just different places.
Yeah.
It's like Zulus and Xhosas.
Yeah.
Just you said then it doesn't obviously.
But I mean that it has been known to happen, Zulus and Xhosas. It has been known to have a successful coupling.
Yes, I know. That's why I said until you said that part.
Okay.
I mean, it is a bit.
So what are you saying? Careful.
Also, and it is kind of like, because you're moving from a warm climate to a cooler Eastern Cape climate.
Yes.
I get it.
And
okay.
To all our Xhosa listeners, Inkosi for listening. We appreciate you and you're welcome.
See, I'm wrong about food.
I love this kind of thinking. This is out of the box thinking. In 2017, I don't know if that was during Modi. It might have been Modi. The Indian government instituted a new law. They banned the sale of alcohol in buildings. They were not 500 meters away from the main road, from the highway, right? So every drinking establishment, it doesn't matter how many centuries you'd been there, that was within 500 meters, half a kilometer of the highway, was now illegal.
Okay, makes sense.
So rather than move their entire premises 500 meters away, all they did was they added mazes in front of their premises, so you had to walk 500 meters from the highway to the front door.
Oh, that is so smart.
How genius is that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I mean, it's wrong, but it's well done.
Yeah, it's not. Fantastic. It's because that somebody's going to serve you up. That's getting stuck in a maze for
that's
half
fantastic.
A K.
Fantastic. All right, and this is now bona fide. If you're going for an organ transplant, they actually now warn you about a phenomenon called cellular memory. They've made movies about it. Some people have written books about it. It was just a theory at some stage, and now it happens so regularly that it has its own name. Cellular memory is when a person has a transplant and takes on a cellular level some of the experiences of the person who the most famous one is a woman who for her entire life was afraid of heights, and she got a lung transplant from a mountain climber, and suddenly she was no longer scared of heights after the lung transplant.
Get facts.
Cellular memory. It's a thing.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Did it happen?
Nope.
What happened?
I'm thinking about my cornea now. Like, what this eye? Cause like,
ew!
What did this person see? Well, I'll tell you what, you can't unsee that.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.